What is service of process? I'm Gary Berger of Berger Law. Whenever you get injured and you make a claim, if you're not able to settle the claim, you often file a lawsuit. That's really the only rights that you have, is to file a lawsuit. Well, when you file a lawsuit, you have to get service of process, or have a process server or a sheriff have the lawsuit with a summons and hand it to someone or serve them. This law goes back hundreds of years of service of process, because if you're getting sued, and I have friends and clients who've been sued as well, if you get sued, you have the right to be officially notified of that lawsuit. It would be unfair for someone to sue you, not get service on you, and then go and take a judgment against you, and you didn't know anything about it. Credit card companies do that. I have friends call me up. I didn't know this was going on, but someone sued me, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, service of process is that law. It's in Illinois, it's in Missouri, there's federal law on service of process, there's service of process everywhere, where a process server goes and serves someone. So a process server, if it's not the local sheriff, has to be approved by a motion where you say, I'm going to use this process server, and we're going to go, and he's going to go, and this is his name and address. And then the court issues it, the clerk of the court, and they attach a subpoena to it, a summons to it, excuse me, and they attach it to either petitioner or complaint, depending on what the lawsuit's called in the jurisdiction you're in, and they go serve that person. They have to personally serve it. We got service on a defendant, and the reason I'm doing this video this week, we've been trying to serve this guy for a year. He's ducking service. Our process server is great. He's going to his house. He's staking him out, doing some stuff, but he didn't quite know what money to spend, because why should our clients spend money to go try to get someone who's ducking service? That's bogus. But I said, listen, we need to get service. It's a big case. It's worth it. We did it. We got service on him. Now the question is, what is he going to do about it? So now if you get service on someone, then you can get a default judgment and a good judgment against them. But if the person's insured, you don't want to do that, if the defendant's insured, because then they're not cooperating with their insurance company. So whenever we do get service, we also send that to the insurance adjuster and say, we just got service on your insured. Get a lawyer, enter into the case. So you can serve, process serve. If it's suing an individual, you have to serve that person. If you're suing a company, you have to serve their registered agent or a manager of their company, and they have to list the registered agent with the Secretary of State. So in Missouri and Illinois and many other states, they have the Secretary of State has a database where it's a business entity search. You can find out who the person is you serve. But you have to get proper service. If you don't get proper service, they can come in and contest it. But service of process begins the suit. You do file the complaint, and that's a big deal, but you get to get service on the defendant, and then they have to come in and defend the case and then go to trial eventually. So there's just a couple thoughts on service of process. If you have any thoughts about service of process or questions about it, give us a call at Berger Law or go to bergerlaw.com. Thank you.